Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin a new Masechta. Today we begin Masechas Psachim. Psachim, as the name suggests, is all about the Yom Tov of Pesach. And really, the first thing that jumps out at you about Masechas Psachim is its name. No one ever says, hey, what holiday is coming up? And you say, oh, Psachim is coming up. No, we always say Pesach is coming up. Why would the Masechta be called Psachim? We don't call Masechas Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. We don't call any other Masechta by plural. Why would it be that Masechas Psachim is in plural? So the answer seems to be that this used to be split up into two Masechtas, because there are two very distinct topics in this Masechta. The first four Prakim and the tenth Parak are about the way we experience Pesach nowadays. The Halachos of Chametz and Matzah and the Seder night is discussed in the tenth Parak, whereas the fifth through the ninth Parak is all about Korban Pesach. That's why when you learn Psachim in many yeshivas, they skip the Kachim parts. You know, they only do that because 5th through 9th Perek is all Kachim. So that is the basic layout of Maseches Psachim. So says the Mishnah, Or Larba Aser, the first Perek is going to be all about Bedikas Chametz. I guess a little bit of background here is going to be useful as well. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to destroy all Chametz that you have in your house. There's also an Isser in the Torah to own any Chametz on Pesach. Now there are two ways one can accomplish these mitzvahs. One can actually destroy whatever chametz he has, or one can just do bittul and midah raisa. The Gemara says, but bittul be al masagi. Just doing bittul chametz alone is enough. That's considered a mental destruction of the chametz, so to speak, and that would work. However, Chazal were concerned that shema yimtzu gluska yafa, that if you do a bittul chametz and try to rely on the bittul itself, you might find a nice piece of chametz, and you're going to, momentarily, want to reacquire that chametz. And because of that, Chazal made a din, midrabanan, that the preferred method of accomplishing this din d'oraisa, of destroying the chametz and relinquishing ownership of the chametz, is by going out of your way to search out every last morsel of chametz and then destroy it. So it's a din midrabanan that you need to use this method in order to accomplish the requirement, midrabanan, of destroying chametz and of not owning chametz. So says the Mishnah, Or Larba Asar, on the Or of the 14th day of Nisan. So the first sugya, Maseches Psachim, in the Gemara, goes to great lengths to prove that the word Or means night. So the night time of the 14th day of Nisan, Bot Gemes Chametz La'araner. We look for chametz, we search out chametz, using the light of a candle. And the Gemara discusses, why dafka, a candle, why not use a torch? And there are several reasons. First of all, the torch's light flickers, so it's not a steady light. Second of all, when you hold a torch, it lights up the area behind you. You typically don't hold the torch in front of you, and also it's very difficult to get into tight, small spaces with a torch without burning your house down. So for those three reasons, we dafka use a candle and not a torch to look for chametz. Kol makom she'machnisim chametz ein tzarich bedika. The basic rule of bedikas chametz is that any place that you don't bring chametz does not require bedikas chametz. V'lama amru shtei shuros b'martif. So why did the chacham say that you have to look for chametz between barrels in the two rows in a wine cellar? Meaning the assumption is people don't bring chametz into their wine cellar. They go and they get wine and they bring it to the meal. So the Mishnah the Mishnah is going to discuss what that even means. But first, we're just going to answer this question. Meaning, the Mishnah is going to come back to discuss what does shtei shuros b'martiv mean. Which part of the wine cellar are you searching for chametz in? But first, we have to explain why you would search for chametz at all in a wine cellar. Makom shemechnisim b'chametz. And the answer is that Chazal thought that it is a place that people bring chametz, because sometimes in the middle of a meal, if you need more wine, you're going to go down to the wine cellar and get a new barrel, and you might leave your sandwich there. So since people go in during the meal, they might carry some bread into the wine cellar. So because of that, it's considered a makom shemechnisim b'chametz. Okay, but what do we mean by those words, shtei shuros b'martev? That is a machlokes b'shamayim. Shammah and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammah Rom Shtei Shuros Al Pnei Kol HaMartef. That it means that when you walk into the Martef, all the barrels facing you, and on all the barrels facing the ceiling in the Martef. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, no, Shtei Shuros HaChitzonos Shehein HaElyonos. That only the outermost, uppermost rows of barrels. So if there are barrels, facing there, 10 rows with 10 barrels in them, so only the top two rows, and only on the outermost surface, not the barrels that are behind the surface that faces you when you go into the Martef. Okay, so that is Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis discusses that even if you have a place that you already did Bedikas Chametz, L'chora, there's always a possibility that more Chametz will get in there, even not from a human being. There are animals that could schlep Chametz from one place to another. So L'chora, you would have to search every room in the house at the same time to make sure that in between you're not having a little animal schlepping chametz from a room that hasn't been checked to a room that has been checked. So says the Mishnah, nah, you don't have to do that. Ein choshin shema gira chulda mibayis labayis. You don't have to be choshish that maybe a weasel is going to drag chametz from one room in a house to another, from one house to another in makom l'makom, or from one place in a house where you didn't do b'dikas chametz yet to another place where you already did b'dikas chametz yet, had already done b'dikas chametz dim kain, because if you're going to be worried about that, mechatzur lechatzur me'ir le'ir, then you'd have to be concerned that even if an entire chatzer was checked, that maybe a weasel is going to get in from another chatzer with chametz, or from even if you have a whole city where you manage to synchronize everybody in the city that they do b'dikas chametz at the exact same time, still wouldn't be enough, because you'd have to be concerned that the weasel is going to bring in chametz from another city, and ein l'davar sof, and there's no way to properly be choshesh entirely for the possibility of a weasel dragging chametz from one place to another. So since there's no way to be choshish for that entirely, it's simply impossible. So the chacham don't make us worry ourselves about a potential weasel that's going to schlep chametz from one place to another. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that on the night of the 14th day of Nisan, we searched for chametz using a candle, but only in those areas where chametz has been brought, and we said that the reason we have to search a certain section of the wine cellar is because chametz is brought into the wine cellar. How much of a section of the wine cellar? So Beishamah is much more machmir. The entire surface of barrels that face you when you walk in, plus the entire row of barrels that faces the ceiling. And Beis Hillel says only the two outermost, uppermost layers of barrels. And then in Mishnah Beis, we just learned that you don't have to be choshish after you searched a room, that a weasel schlepped chametz from one room to the other, from a room that you haven't searched to a room that you have searched, because if you had to be choshish for something like that, then it would truly be ein l'davar sof. There would be no way to there would be no way to truly be choshish for all of that, because you even have to worry from one city to another city, and that's impossible, and therefore we just avoid any such, we don't have to worry about any such concerns at all. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.